Okay, let's get into Psachim Daf Yud Beis Yerushalmi. We're in the last daf here, the first perek, the last daf of our discussions of Tumah V'Tahara relating to Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir, all the great Tanaim that spoke about our issue. So we had on Yud Aleph Amid Beis our discussion of how to view Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yeshua. What Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yeshua? There's Rabbi Shimon of the Mishnah in Bechoros and Rabbi Yeshua from the Mishnah in Trumas that we've been talking about. So we've been talking about the Mishnayos, the two Mishnayos in Trumas, right? Mishnah number one, this is both in Perek, we read them in the Perek Ches, we read those Mishnayos numerous times already. The first Mishnah spoke, and Rabbi Yeshua was, so to speak, makel by both of them. Makel in terms of how you treat the Truma. If you have a case of Safek Truma in a barrel, Rabbi Yeshua says, you could put it in an exposed place, so it could become tamei, vadai, right? You don't have to be shomer, not directly be tamei it, but you could put it in an exposed place. That was Mishnah 1. And then Mishnah 2, Rabbi Yeshua said there, the Mishnah, second Mishnah Trumas was that if you have a barrel that has a crack in it, then the oil's spilling out, or the wine is spilling out, and it's falling into chulin tamein, so the whole thing is going to get ruined. So in that case, you're allowed to get a tamei a kli, if you can't find a Torah Kli, and catch the Truma, even though that's mitami it even more directly. So that was one, that's Rabbi Yeshua of Trumas. And now we're relating this to Rabbi Shimon of Bechoros. Bechoros. And what's that? That's the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis in Bechoros, where the Mishnah quotes, you have an animal, you have a Bechor. Bechor she'achzo dam. A Bechor that all of a sudden has an illness, and it's shaking, and the only way to save its life is to bloodlet it and make an incision which would cause it to get a mum. Are you allowed to do that to save its life? It's going to die, and then it's not going to be a carbon anyway. And it's going to be nevela. You're not going to be able to eat it. You can't bring it as a carbon. So it's the same kind of thing. It's like the truma is going to get, it's holich li'ibud. So holich li'ibud by truma, holich li'ibud by kedushas bachar. So what do you do? So there's three shittas in the Mishnah there. Rabbi Shimon says, there, be makes dam wherever. Rabbi Shimon says it's okay, be makes dam. So the Gemara is suggesting maybe we could put these two shitas together. Just like by truma, once it's holech leibud, you could be matamayit. So that's Rabbi Yeshua. So to Rabbi Shimon, just like it's once it's about to die, so it's holech leibud. Therefore, you can be makes dam. And there's no iser of being matil mum bekudshim on that animal because it's already like has a mum. The skilo is about to die, so it's already, it's called, it has a mum, so therefore, there will be no iser. So the Gemara quotes, three opinions, are those two comparable? Yes, no, or maybe. Right? Those are the three shittas. So let's read it again. Middle of Yud Aleph Mabes. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yeshua, Shteim Amru Davar Echad. First, Rabbi Yochanan says, yeah, they're both the same, as I just explained. They're both cases of Holech Le'ibud. Again, Rabbi Yeshua de Trumas, and Rabbi Shimon de Bechoros. Right? We compare those two. It's the same shita. Amar Rabbi Ila, no, I think they're different, and you have to analyze each one. Rabbi Shimon de Becharos, Rabbi Yeshua de Trumas, Lo Dein Mo de La Dein, Lo Dein Mo de La Dein. I think they're each different. They're different. By the case of Trumas, and you might say each one, if you look in the Karban Eidi, explains how each one is different. Rabbi Yeshua does not agree to Rabbi Shimon. Why does Rabbi Yeshua say that it's allowed? Because maybe he says it by you're catching the Truma in a Tamei Kli. That's the most you're going to get. But here you're being matal mum. You're actively making a mum in the carbon. Maybe he wouldn't agree to that. He wouldn't go the other way. Maybe by truma tuluya, right? Maybe by truma, you know, maybe that's worse. Maybe, let's say in the first case of there where you have a suffix truma. You can't do anything to it because, as the carbonator says, Shemi Yavo Elio. Maybe Elio Navi is going to come and tell us that it's sar. But by the Bechor, it's about to die. But what's the Elio going to do? He's going to do tchias hamesim on the animal, right? So there it's worse avud. So that's Rabbi Ila. And then you have Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira is going to be our discussion of today, the third shita. Rabbi Zeira says, Mistavra, one direction works and not the other. Mistavra, Rabbi Shimon, Yodel, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua, lo model, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, who says by Bechor, right, by Bechor, you can be make his dam, he'll agree to Rabbi Yeshua that you can also do it by Trumas. Right, by Trumas, also, it's already holochli ibud. But Rabbi Yeshua would not agree to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shua, who says by Trumas you can be Matame, would not agree by Bechar. So we'll talk about that. But just one, before we get into it, remember this, the Isra being Matul Mum Bekachim is an Isra Daraisa. There are a number of Isurim having to do with Baal Mum, right? You wouldn't think that there are so many. But if you look in Parshas Emor, right, there are a number of Isurim that have to do with Baal Mum. 1, 2, 3. The Isra of a Kohen and an animal. Further, there's an Isra of a Kohen to the Avodah of a Baal Mum. There's a separate Isra for a Kohen to do the Avodah when he has a Mum over, a temporary Mum. It's a separate Isra Daraisa. Two Lavim. You look in the Chinuch, Reish Tzadi Vav, Reish Tzadi Zayin. And then there's an Isra for a Baal Mum just to go into the Heichal, Reish Ayin Zayin. Those are the three by animals. And then regarding those are the three by people. By animals, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 different Isurim. Regarding Baal Mum animals, right? The Isra of being Makdash a Baal Mum animal. The Isra of being, Matal Mum. The Isra of Zrikas Adam by a Baal Mum. The Isra of Shchita. The Isra of Haktara. Each one is a separate Isra. If you look in Parshas Emor. So in Reish Pei Zayin, the Chinuch has the Isra of putting a Mum, if I have a carbon and I'm Matal Mum on it. Klomar, shalom nitein Mum bakachim. Klomar, shalom naase bebehema. She kedusha lemizbeach. Shum chabura. Oshum shever sheif selena lakrava. Shenemar kol mum lo yebo. Amir zechonu levracha v'chulu. Mishar sheya mitzvah. Right, this is a bizayin of kachim. Right, this is an animal that's supposed to be given to the Beis HaMikdash. And you're being matal mum in it. That is something that is terrible. If you look later on, the chinuch says, again, this is much discussed. Does this reply to Zvanazeh? Is this one of those lamaisi serum? So if I had a carbon today, it would apply. Right, it's not a din that wouldn't apply today. If I had a bechar today, you could have a bechar today, right? If it's automatic, if I didn't sell some of the mother before the bechar was born, aval ein chiyuv malchus ki im bisman shebeis hamikdash kayim shiruyu habeim lekarbon. That's the chinuch, and that's what all the achronim try to get into the act. The chinuch says it's an issur daraisa, but no malchus. So what is that? So how do you if it's Daraisa, it should be Malkus, based on the Rambam. Based on the Minchas Chinuch points out that it's based on the Rambam. And he wonders, what's going on here? I don't understand. Imke Mavur Bey, he says, Yesh Liashiv, he says, how do you have it Daraisa without Malkus? So he says, maybe it's totally on the Sugi of Kishla Shaita, the Kishla Selavo. He gets into that Sugi. If you look at the stipler, in Avodah Zarah, the Seven Avodah Zarah in Simin Zion, he talks about this, because he talks about the issue of the Isser of Shchute Chutz, applies totally bizman hazeh. But the Isra of Matal Mum Bekachim is only Daraisa without Malkus. That's his starting point. What's the difference between Shchut Echutz and Matal Mum? So he discusses, maybe there's a difference between where there is a Chiyuv, he says, of course the Sefer Achinuch over here, he says, Achinuch Tafmem. Okay, so he says, where there is a Heter Hakrava and a Mitzvah Hakrava. Bizman hazeh, there's no mitzvah hakrava. We don't have a mizbeach. There's a heter hakrava. There would be a heter, but if we would have. But there's no chiyuv right now. So he talks about how each of those are totally on something else. Inyan shchitas chutz kol sheish efsharas lakrivo bifnim chayav anol bachutz v'fil begavne shasal hakriv kol sheim olo lo yerdu chayav anol bachutz aval inyan isra atalas mum sheyisodu bebnei hefsid legavoa. So maybe it's not full today because you're not really being mafsid legavoa if we don't have a mizbeach. And therefore, maybe the full Isser wouldn't apply today, but it would still be an Isser Daraisa. So he goes through, tries to work out how you could have that middle type of sheet. That's Simin Zion in the Hilas Yaakov in Avodah Zarah. Okay, let's get back to our discussion today. So again, three sheetahs, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Shimon. So the third sheetah, that's what we're going to ask on now. What was the third sheetah? Rabbi Shimon agrees to Rabbi Yehuda, meaning Rabbi Shimon, who allows you to be Matal Mum Bekachim, if it's about to die, agrees to the Trumas case. So remember, we're going to have three different contexts. We're so far talking about two, right? We have the case of Trumas, we have the case of Bechar, and we're going to have the case of Chametz. That's what we're going to relate it to now. But Rabbi Zeira said that Rabbi Shimon is Modus Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Shimon, again, who allows you to, by Bechar, would also allow you by Trumas. So the Gemara's question now is going to be, if he allows that, then why doesn't he also allow by Erev Pesach, burning Trumas, Tamei, and Tahara together? So let's see. Amar Rebbe Bun Barchia L'Rebbe Zeira. Al daitech the tamer Rabbi Shimon Yodel Rabbi Yeshua. You say that Rabbi Shimon of Bechor agrees to Rabbi Yeshua of Trumas, then maybe he should also agree to burning the Truma Tame and Tar on Erev Pesach. Vataninan, but didn't we learn in our Mishnah? Modin, we have this already twice. Modin, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Shasar, Vizulatzma, Vizulatzma. We learned that both Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yeshua say that on Erev Pesach, if you have Truma Temeya and Truma Tahora, you cannot burn it together. And we said earlier, 2 days ago, on Daf Yud Amid Beis, that really Rabbi Yossi is based on Rabbi Shimon's opinion. That's what we said. Really, Rabbi Yossi is blaming Rabbi Shimon. Look back on Yudama Beis, Rabbi Yossi is blaming Rabbi Shimon's opinion. So Rabbi Shimon says that on Erev Pesach, you have to burn the Truma Temeya Chametz and Truma Tahora Chametz separately. But what do you mean? It's all about to become Chametz anyway. Usser. So if Rabbi Shimon says that by Bechor, you're allowed to be Matal Mum in the animal, and he says that by Trumas, you can be Matame the Truma that's falling out, so why doesn't he say that on Erev Pesach, he can burn all the Truma together? The Truma Temeya, the Truma Tahora. It's all Holech Le'ibud anyway. V'yisof Shenka Achas, why don't you burn them all together? Answer, Amar Lei, Taman, important line, Taman, Tahora Hidvar Torah. Over there, right, what's going on in our Mishnah? You have Truma Tahora. In half an hour, it's going to become Chametz. Aser, Aser, Midrabanan. It's not going to become Aser Daraisa for another hour after that. You let it burn it now? Says the Gemara, this isn't the same as the animal is about to die. That's called already basically dead, right? And already avud, or the truma that's falling into the chulin temeim. That's really already avud, totally. But here on a Torah level, this truma is perfect. So you're going to tell me you're going to compare it to the other two. So Amalei Taman Tahori Hidvar Torah Ritzar Truma Be'enahi. The truma itself is perfectly ba'en. It's perfectly intact. Atusha gazarta le'sreifa, you, meaning you, based on the rabbis, say you have to burn it. So that's not the same. It's not the same. It's not avud yet, like the other two cases. Interesting. This line sounds like very clearly on a Torah level, the chefza is inherently fine. It's just an iser gavra. That's what it sounds like. As we've spoken about in the past, many Rishonim formulate Isuri Torah as an Isur Chefza and Isuri Rabbanan. Rabbanan can't change molecules. They can just tell you what to do. Right? So Isuri Rabbanan or Isuri Gavras. That's what this line sounds like. On a Torah level, the Truma is Ba'en. The Truma is fine. Atu, you say you have to burn it. Right? That's an Isur Gavra on you. That doesn't change the Truma. So that's why you can't compare the cases. That's why this case in Erev Pesach wouldn't be as bad as a bad situation as the other two cases. Says the Gemara, 1 second. But Lamaisa, it's Asa Durabanan now. It's gonna be. When it's Asa Durabanan, Tuma Mikal Makom Lo Nifsala Behesach Hadas. Don't we have a principle of Hesach Hadas? Once you stop focusing and guarding your Truma, you have a Hesach Hadas on the Truma, Memele becomes a puzzle that way. Right, we know there's a principle of psul hesach hadas in truma. So fine, technically, it's not going to become usher on a Torah level for another hour at least until after chatzos. But right at the fifth hour, when you can't get any anah from it anymore, you're basically mesach das from it. So doesn't that itself make it problematic on a Torah level because you have hesach hadas? Lo kainam Rabbi Yochanan, right? Didn't Rabbi Yochanan say hesach hadas? That's what the first word should be. Hesach hadas dvar Torah. Hesach Hadas is a problem on a Torah level. Achuz as dam k Rabbi Shimon Torah. And the Rabbi Shimon, Achuz as dam, that you're allowed to make the Matal Mum, according to Rabbi Shimon, is a Doraisa level. Chavez Ashnia, Rabbi Meir, Torah. And the Chavez, the barrel case of the Truma, Torah. Question mark. So they're all Doraisa. Right? Even the Chametz case is not, it's not Durabanan, technically, because it's only become Asa Durabanan. The second that it's going to become Asa Durabanan, you have a Hesach Hadas. And if you have a Hesach Hadas, that creates a Torah problem, not just a technical Tuma problem. Rather, you see in the bottom line of the Pnei Moshe, the Mekivan, second to last line of the previous Amud, the Mekivan Shachachamim Gazru Shlo Yochlo B'Shazu Kodem Chatzos. Once Chazal say that you can't eat it before Chatzos, Kfari Siach Daitumimena. You have a Hesach Hadas Ve'eno Nizhar L'Shomra, and you don't guard it. V'Yemkein Mikom Akam Nifsal Himena Torah. That's Pasul Daraisa. So why don't we say that it's, again, well, back to the question. So if Rabbi Shimon says that by Bechor you're allowed to make the Mum of the Bechor, and by Truma you're allowed to make a Tameh, so by Erev Pesach, Rabbi Shimon should say, Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah, which is based on Rabbi Shimon should say that you're allowed to burn Truma Temeya Chametz and Truma Tahora Chametz at the same time on Erev Pesach. we don't have time to go into it, but if you remember, if you want to review the Bavli Psachim, Gemara there on Daf Lamed Aleph, the big one at the bottom. The Gemara there has machlokes whether it's a psul haguf or a psul tuma. Interesting, lumdis. Sounds like lumdis shalashonos. But there on Daf Lamed Aleph, if you remember in the parallel Gemara where the Gemara talks about Hesach Hadas, there's a machlokes there. The Gemara says, De itmar Hesach Hadas Rabbi Yochanan Omar psul tuma have. It's really just a possibility of tuma. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Omar psul haguf. It's a psul haguf, which is in more inherent. Right, it's not just a possibility. That's Lamed Dalet and Aleph. The Gemara talks about nafkaminas there, but the Gemara here says, "Isn't it all daraisa?" So, what's the difference? So, it should be tummy. So, the Gemara answers, "No, ain't okay. It's not a total when you have a hesach hadas because now it's usher to eat me drabanan. It doesn't mean you're totally not thinking about it and you're totally leaving it subject to the elements. Elamis shamru shlotika bataris acheros. You don't want this to you don't want the tumma and the taras stuff to touch each other." Because still, you're nervous that you know that it's not going to be usher yet. It's not usher daraisa yet. You don't have to burn it. You're going to have to burn it. But you still are focusing that you don't want this to touch other taharos. And therefore, it's not a full hesach hadas. Not a full hesach hadas. And therefore, it is, that's why you're not going to be able to burn it together. Says the Gemara, oh yeah? You still are focusing on it? Hasib Rabbi Yisla Breder of Chia Kisuva. Ksuva means a sofer. That's what Rabbi Chaim Kadiesky says. The sofer. Rabbi Yisla Breder of Chia Kesuva. Hagatz b'chal. Let me ask you something. And what about when you start burning it on the fire? You're burning it there at Pesach? When you put the Truma Tahora on the fire to burn it because it's Chametz. Even there, you're going to be makbid that it doesn't touch the Truma Tameya. The Gemara answers, okay, you're right. There, you're right. Amarle, l'kishiyat nena. You're right. Rabbi Shimon would agree there. Once it's being burned, then Rabbi Shimon would agree that you can burn it all together. Right? The Mishnah is talking about that before you burn it. You can't, mix it up and touch it. But before that, once you reach that point, Rabbi Shimon would agree. Period. Adkan, the first discussion. Again, this was all a discussion on Akash and Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira was the third opinion, right? Who said that Rabbi Shimon agrees to Rabbi Yeshua. So once he agrees to Rabbi Yeshua, so he agrees in the Bechor case, and he agrees in the Truma case. Why doesn't he agree in the Chametz case? So we ended up saying just now, because it's only Drabanan, it's not Daraisa, and even though it's Hesach Hadas, it's not a full Hesach Hadas, and you're right, once you put it and start burning it, then he would agree. That's that discussion. Next. Now we have a Kasha on that Kasha. We answered that Kasha, but now we have a Kasha on the Kasha. Rabbi Manar Rav Shammai. Right, the question was, again, if Rabbi Shimon is Moda, Rabbi Yeshua, that he should be Moda in Erev Pesach too, who says that that's true? Atun Amrin, Rabbi Shimon Yodel, Rabbi Yeshua. You're saying that Rabbi Shimon is Moda, Rabbi Yeshua, and therefore he should also say it in our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, and this is you only get these types of lines in the Yerushalmi. The following line, we've had them a number of times. Like, it's a kasha, but the Bavli doesn't use this, these Lashonos. Right? You're telling me that Rabbi Shimon should agree to Rabbi Yeshua, and therefore even on Erev Pesach, afilu Rabbi Yeshua lesu Rabbi Yeshua. Right? Even Rabbi Yeshua himself doesn't agree to Rabbi Yeshua. What does that mean? It means, even we're saying Rabbi Shimon of Bechor agrees to Rabbi Yeshua of Trumas. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon should also agree on Erev Pesach. But even the Rabbi Yeshua that we're trying to line Rabbi Shimon up with, even Rabbi Yeshua doesn't agree to Erev Pesach. You're trying to tell me that Rabbi Shimon, who's based on Rabbi Yeshua, should agree on Erev Pesach? Even Rabbi Yeshua, what did we just have like 10 lines ago? We just quoted it. Rabbi Yeshua himself doesn't say you're allowed to mix up the Truma Tameh and the Truma Tahor on Erev Pesach. So you're trying to tell me that Rabbi Shimon, who's like Rabbi Yeshua, would agree? Rabbi Yeshua doesn't agree to Rabbi Yeshua. Right, that's the line. But it's a Yerushalmi sounding line. Even Rabbi Yeshua doesn't agree. Look in the Pnei Moshe, even in Klomar, where's the Pnei Moshe? Further down, in the middle, medium lines. The Afil Rabbi Yeshua Gufe Dehacha, Lesu Rabbi Yeshua De Trumas. Five of the Lemirma Diadidei. Right, so you're saying, you asked the Kasha on Rabbi Zeira, why doesn't Rabbi Shimon agree in our case? He should have asked that Rabbi Yeshua himself. Right, you have a steer between Rabbi Yeshua's. Rabbi Yeshua allows you to be Matame by Trumas, but he doesn't allow you to burn it on Erev Pesach together. So even Rabbi Yeshua, So ironically, Rav Shammai answers, If you have a steer in Rabbi Yeshua, it's less of a problem, because you could just say it's two Tanoim within the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua. So it's really two different opinions. So, Amarle Tanoin Inun. No, that's a different. Tamon, over there in Trumas, Rabbi Meir B'Shem Rabbi Yeshua. It's really Rabbi Meir's opinion. Bramhacha, Rabbi Shimon B'Shem Rabbi Yeshua. But here, it's like Rabbi Shimon's opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. And because it's really two different opinions of Rabbi Yeshua, therefore, he didn't ask that stira. But here, we're asking one sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, who says A and B, should also say C. And therefore, that's why they asked the kasha. Period. Adkan. Once we quoted that Mishnah in Bechoros, so now we're going to talk about it a little bit. So remember, we have a Mishnah in Trumas and a Mishnah in Bechoros. The Mishnah in Trumas, if you remember, the Mishnah in Trumas and Peraches, the Mishnah said, if I have Truma, Safik, Tamei, Safik, Tar, I have a barrel, I'm not sure if it's Tamei or Tar. There were three sheetas there. Right? Three sheetas. Rabbi Eliezer said, you have to guard it. Rabbi Yeshua says, put it out in the open. Rabbi Gamliel says, just leave it. Right? Three different sheetas. That Mishnah in Bechoros also has three different sheetas. We didn't do the other two sheetas yet. We've been focusing just on Rabbi Yeshua. No, Rabbi Shimon. But really, if you look there in the Mishnah in Bechoros Lama Gimel, there's three sheetas, and the Gemara is about to try to say, are the three parallel to each other? Right? What are the three sheetas there in Bechor? Again, an animal's about to die, it's shaking, and the only way to save its life is by being Mekiz Dam. So Rabbi Yehuda says there, you can't do a Kazaz Dam, period. You can't do a Kazaz Dam even in a place where it's not going to make the animal a Balmum. Not every incision on a Balmum, right? If you make a temporary mum somewhere like on the bottom of, not by the eye, not by the lip where the Bar Kamsa got into trouble, right? But you're not allowed to make a mum. Rabbi Yehuda says nowhere. Why? You're not allowed to make a mum in a place which does, not, which in a place where it doesn't make an a Balmum. Gzera, you might come to make a mum in a place which makes him a Balmum. That's Rabbi Yehuda. No. Chachamim say you're allowed to do Hakazaz Dam as long as it's in a place which doesn't make him a Baal Mum. And Rabbi Shimon says you can do anywhere. Rabbi Shimon's the one that we've been talking about. You can be Mekiz Dam even because once the animal is about to die, there's no Isser being Matal Mum. So therefore, you're allowed to put a, make a Mum anywhere. Three Sheetas in the Mishnah, in Bechoros, Taflam and Gimel. In the Bavli, because there's no Yerushalmi on Mesechus Bechoros. Right? So are those three Sheetas, Bechoros, Lam and Gimel, we're going to try to parallel it to the Mishnah in Shumas and Peraches about Shuma. So here we go. Taman Tanina. So we quote the Mishnah. Bechar Sha'achsu Dam. Afilu Mei Zemikin Lo Asadam. Even if the animal's going to die, if you don't do this, you can't do Akazas Dam. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. As I just explained, look in the first wide line of the Karban Eda. Emikin Lo Asadam. Afilu Bimakam Sheinos in Lamum. Right? Even in a place which wouldn't cause the animal to become a Balmum. Kagon She Yacholis Rapos. Right, where it's gonna get healed. De Gazrinan, we're gozer. Mitoksha bol amamono, because the guy, my animal's gonna die. Quit. Because he's nervous, and he gets a make his dam, asilamabit, afil makam shosubamum. So he might come to violate this adaraisa. So that's why we say you can't do any, you just gotta stay away, Rabbi Yehuda. Vachachamim omrin, the chum say, no. The Bible explains. Chum say, if you don't allow him to do anything, then he's just gonna do everything. Right, you have to give some type of people a heter. Right, the mashal, Tzitz Eliezer says you're allowed to set people who want to could set a sprinkler on a Shabbos clock to water their grass on Shabbos morning, because it doesn't really make noise. I mean, if you have it on set, you don't have to make yourself crazy to change the if it's supposed to go on, because it's not included in Avsha Milsa. It doesn't really make noise. It's nirin velo nishmain. The Isra of Avsha Milsa allow machines in your shot in your rishus on Shabbos is only where it's makes noise. But if not, he says, l'chadchila, if you don't have to, you don't have to. He says, but there are a lot of people out there that are borderline observant. And if you don't say that they could do this, they're just going to water their grass on Shabbos morning. So tell them, he says, be mefarsi in this heter so that they know. They can put on a Shabbos clock. So here the chacham say, if you don't allow them to do anything with this animal, then they're just going to just like be mekiz dam anywhere. So the chacham say, yakiz uvashli asabomum. Yimasabomum arizavu yishkarolat. If you did make a mum, then right, we know a bechor, if a bechor gets a mum, it's automatically not hektish anymore, and you can shecht it. So no, if you made the mum, there's a isur derabanan. You cannot shecht based on that mum. Rabbi Shimon omer, yakiz av bishu osa b'mum. Rabbi Shimon says, you can be mekiz dam, even if there's a mum. You're right, you can't shecht based on it, but you're allowed to be mekiz dam. You're allowed to be mekiz dam, because there's no isur of atalas mum there. So now we're saying, maybe those three shitas are parallel to the three shitas in Trumas. Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Rabbi Lazar. Asya Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rabbi Yehuda say in our Mishnah? In the Bechor? Don't do anything. Don't touch him. Asya Rabbi Gamliel. That's like Rabbi Gamliel in Trumas. What does Rabbi Gamliel say? You have a case of Safek. Don't do anything. Leave it. Don't put it in an exposed place. Don't cover it. Just leave it. So those two sheets is parallel. Uda Rabbanon, Rabbi Eliezer. And the Rabbanon in this Mishnah that says, you're allowed to be Makis Dam as long as it's in a place which doesn't make it into a mum. That's like Rabbi Eliezer. That's like Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah Chumash that says, you have to guard it. There's a mitzvah of Shmira. That's a little tricky. How do you put those two together? So the way that the Mefarshim explain is it that there's still a chi of Shmira. By Trumas, there's a chi of Shmira. That's where Rabbi Eliezer says you cannot put it in an exposed place. And the Rabbanan say there's still an Isser of Hakazis of Balmum. Hatal's Balmum here. So that's why, you know, you have to guard it from that Isser, so to speak. With Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Shimon who says, do whatever you want. Like Rabbi Yeshua, do whatever you want. Right? Rabbi Shimon says you're allowed to be Makis Dam anywhere. Rabbi Yeshua says you're allowed to catch it and you're allowed to put it in an exposed place. So are they parallel to each other? 3 and 3? Fine. According to that Shita, yes. The Gemara says, maybe not. Tani, B'Shem, Rabbi Shimon, we have a Shita of Rabbi Shimon, which represents a fourth Shita. Not only can you be Makis Dam of the Bechor and make it into a Baal Mum, you're allowed to Shech the Bechor based on that Mum. Right? Yak is avabishu miskavin lasos bomum. You're trying to save the animal's life, but you also know that by doing this, you're going to be able to take the kedusha away basically from the bechar and shech the base on that. That's okay. That's okay. As long as you have both of these kavanas, you're not doing it just l'shem, you know, eating it. You're doing it to save the animal's life. So that's okay. The asya kerb Yeshua achraisa. And if that's true, if this brisa, the view of Rabbi Shimon that says you can even shech based on that, that's like Rabbi Yeshua in the second Mishnah in Trumas that we've been talking about, which is that you could catch the Truma in a Tamei Kli, right? So that's even further, paralleling those two. Period. Rabbi Bun Barchia Kum Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Bun just adds on and ends this sugya. It could be that this brisa is not a fourth shita by Bechar. This brisa is not about Bechar. Maybe this brisa is about Kodshe Kalim, Tipatir, Bekodshim, Shuchai, Bachriusan, Kerbi Shimon, or Kodshim, of Rabbi Shimon. Remember, there's a chiluk between Neder and Nedava. I think the Mishnah in Megillah. A Neder is Hare Alai, right? I promise to forgive an animal, and Nedava is Hare Zeh, right? And what's the nafkamina between them? Chai, Bachriusan. If something happens to the animal, do I have to replace it? So Rabbi Shimon holds that if there is a Neder, an animal that I have to replace, that's considered Mamon Bailim. And if it's Mamon Bailim, there are halachas that apply to it in terms of kiddushin, but says Rabbi Bun, maybe this last brisa where Rabbi Shimon says you can make his dam and you could. That's not talking about bechor. That's talking about a neder according to Rabbi Shimon, and a ned that's mamon shalcha. That's why you're allowed to be makis dam. Nothing to do with bechor. So it could be that last brisa has nothing to do with bechor, and therefore it is not related to the earlier discussion. Okay. Viter. So back to our discussion of Bechar. So we discussed Bechar, the different shitas about what you're allowed to do until in terms of Akazas Dam. We're going to talk about the sources for them now. Rabbi Yevo, B'Shem, Rabbi Ben Lakish, Taimad, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, what does Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says, you can't touch this animal. Let it die. You can't touch it. So we said before that based on the Bavli, it's an Issa D'Rabbanan. Right? You can't be Makis Dam even in a place which is not going to make it into a mum, because you might come to make it into a mum. The Yerushalmi seems to say here, it's a Din D'Oraisa. Din D'Oraisa. Time to Rabbi Yehuda. There's a question here exactly which pasuk is being quoted, different girsos. But the pasuk ends like that. That we know. Right? Ala aratish b'chenu kamayim. Lo hitarti l'cha ez damo. I didn't allow the blood of a bechor ela b'shvicha. Shvicha means shchita. Meaning, there seems to be a special drasha. You can't get any blood out of this animal except by shechting it, meaning not by being makes dam to it. Sounds like this is a drasha gemura. Wow, din daraisa, and that is Rabbi Yehuda's lashon that you can't be makes dam at all in this bechor. Heisav Rabbi Abba Mariachua Rabbi Yosi, really? Foxiv, but you have a parallel pasuk to afipsuli and mukdashim kain. Remember, if you have an animal, a carbon that got a mum, so you redeem it. You can redeem it. You pay the base on mukdash. You get the animal. So there's a pasuk that says also. There's a pasuk by Psulim Mekdashim. You can have a similar drasha there. When you have Psulim Mekdashim that was redeemed, for sure you're allowed to be Makis Dam. The only isser of this animal is Giz Bavoda. You can't shear it and you can't work it, but you're allowed to shech it. You're allowed to do anything you want with it. So is it going to die? For sure it will be mutter. So the Gemara says, if you have that type of drasha by Bechor, you should probably have the same type of drasha by Psulim Mekdashim, which you don't. That's not true. So Amar B'chia Bar Ada, no. That pasuk by Psulim Mekdashim is teaching me something else. That's teaching me that not only is water makshul kabal tumah, but remember there are seven liquids. Yad shachadam. the seven liquids, and this pasuk teaches me that blood is like water in terms of being machshir lekabel tuma. Ma'amaya machshir mefadam yeh machshir. So there's no parallel drasha by Psulei Mikdashim. So that's all the source for Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah in Bechoros, that don't touch this animal, period. Rabbi Avo, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan. But the other two, what about the other two opinions? Rabbi Shimon says, you can make us done wherever you want. And the Chachamim say, no, no, no. Your letter doesn't make him into a mum. But you can't be matal mum. So Amar Rabbi Avo, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan. V'shneya mikra decha ein darshin. Both the other sheetahs darshin the same pasuk. Tamim yeh l'ratzon kol mum lo yebo. Tamim yeh, the animal has to be perfect, complete, without a mum. Lo yebo. Rabbi Shimon omer. B'shosh yeh l'ratzon. Rabbi Shimon says, when the animal is l'ratzon, when it's in a good state, and it's not about to die, ein et ha'rosh elitim b'mum. You can't put a mum on it. U'b'shosh yeh l'ratzon. But if it's not l'ratzon, because it's about to die, it's not going to bring it as a carbon anyway. Et ha'rosh elitim b'mum. Then there's no issur being matal mum. That's Rabbi Shimon's shita. No, afilu kula mumin in at harashay litim b'mum. Even if it has mum all over the body, right? No, still, you can't be matal mum. You can't give it another mum. It still applies, and therefore you're only allowed to give it a mum in a place which doesn't make it into a baal mum. Hadron lach perach or lar basar. The last five dafim we haven't really focused on Pesach, but this gets us through Rabbi Chanina. Let's just do the Mishnah. Kol shah, back to psachim. Kol shah, perach kol shah. As long as on Erev Pesach, as long as you're allowed to eat, you're allowed to feed it to your animal. Basically, the Mishnah seems to be saying that the Isser Achila and the Isser Anah always go together. We don't paskin this way. Remember, because we paskin, Isser Achila is in the fourth hour, Isser Anah is in the fifth hour. But this Mishnah seems to say, as long as you could still eat it, you could be ma'achil, you could give it, l'behem alachay la'ofos, you could give it to your animals, u'mochro l'nachri, you could sell it to a guy. That's alluding to the Shita of Beis Shammai, who says, you have to destroy the chametz from the world. You can't sell it to a guy. We pass it like Beis Hillel. Even if you know the chametz is going to stay in the guy's house on Pesach, no, not your issue. So that's mocher l'nachri, umudu banaso, and you're allowed to get hana'a, right? The Karban Eita says, bahana'as afro. If you burned it before there's maniser and it's ashes now, that's not called chametz anymore. Avar zmana, but once the time passes, and now it gets into the time of iser, Aser banaso. Then it's aser b'achila and it's aser bana, and you're not allowed to get married with it like we had earlier. Well, yaseh botan v'kiraim, you're not allowed to use it to as fuel even. You can't use it as fuel even. We'll see. This is a reference to, you know, maybe truma that usually you're allowed to get hana from when you burn it, truma temeya, but not this. Not this. It's aser banaso bana, period. And then we have the famous machlokas. It's famous if you know it, but we'll make it famous. This is really famous. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Emi Yachamis El Abisreifa. Rabbi Yehuda says, how do you destroy chametz? How do you fulfill the mitzvah tashbisu? By burning it. Ein bir chametz ala b'sreifa. V'chacham omrim mefarer v'zor ala ruach amatal hayam. V'cham say no, you could crumple it up, throw it into the sea, and sprinkle it. So there's a lot of lamdas about that machlokas. We paskin l'chadchila like Rabbi Yehuda, but like the Rabbanan, right? We try to burn it. That's why we burn it like ein bir chametz ala b'sreifa. But we know that even if not, like Erev Pesach Chalitz b'Shabbos, you know, on Shabbos, you wouldn't be able to burn it. So we paskin l'kula there, that it's more flexible. Okay, we'll stop here. Bye.